Even with Shade's eyes squeezed shut, an angry glow seeped painfully round the edges, dimming his sound sight. With Marina beside him, he flew headlong back the way they'd come the night before. "We must get as far away from Goth and Throb as we can before they wake." "Will the sun hurt us?" she asked. "I don't think so, but take it slowly, and never look right at it." Gradually, as he flew, he let his eyelids loosen. Then he cracked his eyes open just a little more, and he heard Marina's gasp of wonder. "You see it?" he whispered. "Yes." It was the same world he'd beheld his whole life at night, but now, under the sun's glow, it was transformed to dazzling beauty. Everything seemed lit from all sides. Everything shone. But then it started getting darker, big clouds scudding across the sun. "Storm coming," said Marina. The wind came up behind them like a demon, and below the ground swept past with alarming speed. Suddenly the stretch of trees was broken by the winding line of the river.
"There it is,"
shouted Shade. At that moment, a faint metallic tinkle reached his ears. His whole body tensed. He held his breath, hoping he'd imagined it.
"Did you hear that?"
said Marina.
"How far are they?"
"Can't tell."
Boiling up on the horizon was a towering thunderhead.
"We'll lose them in that," said Shade, breaking through the cloud's underbelly. Tossed round like a leaf, he shouted, "Let's try to break through the top."
Together they spiralled higher through the insides of the thunderhead.
"Does your fur feel funny?"
whispered Marina. Shade glanced at his chest. The hairs were tingling and the air suddenly smelt different, metallic. Then the inside of the thunderhead was lit up with a flash of lightning, blinding them for a moment.
"We better break through the top soon," he called, "or we're going to get struck."
They tilted their wings, and a pair of huge jaws thrust out of the wall of mist before them. Shade rolled to one side as Goth lunged, snapping. As Goth banked sharply, spinning himself round for a second pass, Shade streaked blind through the thunderhead. All at once the air stung his nostrils, his fur stood on end, and he shut his eyes just in time. A lightning bolt shot past him, so close he could feel its tremendous heat. Then thunder, hard on its heels. A horrible cry pierced the cloud. He was sure it was Marina.
"Marina!" he shouted. "Where are you?"
Goth plunged down on him, snatching him up in one of his claws and piercing his wings in two places. But the cry of pain died in his throat when he saw the glinting, bloody object between Goth's teeth. Marina's band.
"Throb!" called Goth. "We've got our guide back."
He looked back at Shade. "Here's the new deal. You take us to Hibernaculum right now, or I'll rip your insides out." Goth suddenly reeled over onto his back, slammed by Marina's bright body.
"Come on!"
she yelled at Shade. He twisted free of Goth's grip and raced towards her. Her forearm was bleeding badly. As the air tingled again, Shade's eyes locked onto the metal bands that festooned their bodies. The lightning struck in two forks, and Shade watched with his echo vision as Throb was turned to ashes in a split second. Goth seemed to swell to twice his normal size as the fork hit him, his fur leaping up from his body. Then came the most terrible smell of burning fur and flesh. Then Goth was spinning down and was swallowed up in the tumultuous darkness of the thunderhead.
"It must have been the metal bands," called Shade. "The lightning hit the bands first."
"Lucky Goth took mine," said Marina.
Together, they glided down through the clouds. On the ground, Shade gathered up some dry leaves to press against Marina's bloodied forearm.
I think the bleeding stopped," he said after a few minutes.
"What about you?"
she said.
The membrane of his wing hung limp in two places. "It's okay, I could still fly."
"I can too, then," she said. "Let's finish what we started."
Goth's body lay sprawled across the branches, charred and tattered. Smoke wafted from his burned fur. A curious magpie hopped closer, catching a flash of metal on the creature's body. Some kind of ring on the forearm. And look, there were more of them. He hopped closer. Goth's eyes and jaws snapped open simultaneously. The last thing the magpie ever saw was a double row of sharp teeth streaking toward him. After feeding a little on the bird, Goth felt some of his strength return. He was still alive. He was truly amazed. Sots must have been protecting him from that bolt of lightning. The river surged, boiling over boulders, the roar getting louder and louder as the water coursed faster between the banks until... Shade gasped as it fell away in a sheer wall, plunging hundreds of feet to crash at the shore of a lake.
"Waterfall," said Marina. "I've seen one before. What do we do now?"
Shade had never seen such a thing, but in an instant he understood. This was his mother's last landmark, a broad torrent of water crashing between rocky banks.
"This is it," he said. "This is Hibernaculum. Follow me."
He began a slow dive straight for the waterfall. As he plunged closer, he saw just what he was looking for, a tiny hole in the middle of an undulating curtain of water.
"Stay right behind me," he shouted to Marina.
Soaring straight for the waterfall, he shot into the hole. He burst into a vast cave. Hundreds of silver wings swirled in the air, and hundreds more hung from the walls and giant stalactites that plunged from the ceiling.
"Hey!" he shouted. "Hello!"
He was instantly inundated with questions. "Where did you come from? Were you flying at night? Are you crazy?" And then, "Shade?" His mother's voice pierced the din. "Shade?" His heart leapt.
"Come on," he said to Marina. "Come meet my mother."
"Start your story from the beginning."
It was Frida, fluttering down to roost beside them. His wings spread flat, his wounds covered with soothing berry juice. Shade forced himself to go slowly. Together, he and Marina told their story, each filling in any detail the other missed out. The whole colony listened spellbound. Finally, they were finished.
"We were lucky," said Frida. "We kept just ahead of the owl's order to close the skies. If it had caught up with us..."
Shade thought of the slaughtered bright wings and shuddered. "Now there will be a war," said Bathsheba.
"What about Nocturna's promise?" came a voice. A male bat swirled through the air. Shade caught a flash of metal from his forearm. "Have we given up all hope that Nocturna or the humans will help us?"
Shade whispered to Frida.
"Who's that?"
"His name's Icarus. He was a friend of your father's."
"If Scirocco's right," said Shade, "only the banded bats will be helped or transformed to humans. That means almost all of us get left out. I don't believe that's the meaning of the bands, but we have to find out.
My father might know." He turned to Icarus.
"Do you know where he was going when he disappeared last spring?"
"There was a human building," said Icarus. "Hanael said it had strange metal masts on the roof, but when he went back for a second look, he didn't return. Cassiel went next."
"He's there," said Shade, utterly certain. "I've got to go."
"I'll go too," said his mother.
"And me," said Frida. An avalanche of voices started as each bat volunteered to go too. "Bathsheba," said Frida, "I take it you won't be joining us?"
"Certainly not," said the elder.
I've no desire to end my life yet. Shade suddenly realized that Marina hadn't spoken. He turned to her. Now that my band's gone, she said, I'm wondering if my own colony would take me back.
But why don't you stay right here with me?
Cried Shade.
Can she, Frida?
Silver wings, cried Frida. Do we have a home for a bat who has distinguished herself by such daring, loyalty, and heroism?
Yes, called Ariel. Stay.
Her invitation was echoed by hundreds of silver wings clapping their bat wings in the air in approval.
Then I'm coming with you to find your father, said Marina, and the secret of the bands.
That night, Shade tried to sleep. But he kept thinking of all that had happened to him. He'd been swept out to sea, learned to navigate by the stars. He'd crossed snowy peaks and crawled deep below underground. He'd seen the light of day and flown through thunder and lightning. And soon he'd be starting on another journey, and maybe the greatest of all.